Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports. Got another Dream Team athlete of the baseball team this time. It's Christian Hancock representing the Hillsboro Hawks, a pitcher and shortstop for the Hillsboro Hawks. And what a great senior year for the man, for the young man, and a member of Dream Team for the first time. So we got ourselves a first timer here, Christian Hancock. How does it feel to be on Dream Team, Christian?
It feels pretty good. I heard about Dream Team a lot because of Mike, and Mike made it these past 2 years, I think. And I thought it was a team that, like, traveled around, but I had no clue. But it feels pretty good to be on the team.
Yeah, man, it's a sign that a lot of coaches from around the area, they looked at your stats, or maybe they even got a chance to play you, and they thought highly of you and thought, you know, man, this guy is one of the best, one of the top 10 athletes that we have in this area. To know that you were considered by, you know, by area coaches as one of the 10 best in Jefferson County, is that something that that you believe yourself to be?
Oh, yeah. During districts and during basically the whole entire season, during the end of season, actually, I felt like my confidence and everything else was up and keeping me strong during the games.
Yeah, and obviously you put up the numbers to sort of back up the coach's decision to put you on the Dream Team. Let's dive into some of those. Before district play, you're hitting .471. You had a home run, 23 runs driven in, 22 runs scored. On the mound, 37 and two-thirds innings pitched, 60 punch-outs and a 1.86 ERA. And Coach Lucas alluded to you and Michael Brewer as the 1A and 1B pitchers on the team. You know, there wasn't a true number one or a true number two. Talk about that, to be in the same conversation as your teammate Michael Brewer and to have Coach Lucas feel that way about you too.
It feels amazing because, well, Mike's going off to college in Southern Miss and about the pro draft and stuff, and then also coming from Coach Lucas, he used to be in the college, and if they think highly of me, then that's really good for me, or I really think so.
Yeah, most certainly. You're going to Mineral Area College. We'll address that here in a second, but I want to keep the focus on your high school career because, you know, you did great things at Hillsboro. You were obviously very important in winning the Class 5 District 1 championship this year, and just sort of talk about, you know, how as a freshman, or how you went from, you know, a freshman to a successful senior to be on a district championship team and now getting ready to go to MAC.
So during my freshman year and all the way up, I think it's really been about the bond and all the team and how we all, like, connect real well. Well, during my senior year, I've been playing with these kids a lot. Like, ever since we were 10, I've been playing with all these kids, all the infielders, basically. There's that, and I guess really the coach has been helping me a lot too, and all the bonding the coach has been doing with us has been really helping as a team.
So, like I said, you know, Michael Brewer, as you know, a Dream Team athlete again this year for the Hawks, and you know, whenever you have two really strong pitchers on the same team, there's always the thought. I think a lot of people have that thought of, oh, well, they must be bouncing ideas off of one another. In terms of, you know, how to attack certain hitters or mechanically speaking, that sort of thing. So for you and Michael, what has the relationship been like as two of the stronger pitchers in Jefferson County?
It's been really well. Me and Mike have been putting on really good shows against good teams and making a lot of teams nervous around here.
All right, man. I know you're going to be, or I know you are a member of the Festus Post 253 team, obviously throwing this summer to get ready for the trip to MAC. And like I said, I wanted to talk to you about that, so let's do that. What are you working on this summer as a member of the Legion team, and what about the experience at MAC are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to traveling on MAC because my coach said we're going to travel a lot, we're going to travel a lot as a JUCO, like one of the most traveling JUCOs around. And then on Legion, I'm really looking forward to getting better in pitching and probably are trying to up my velocity.
Okay, very well, very well. You got a chance to, you know, to experience a Class 5 sectional match, and I know Vianney was obviously a very tough team for you guys to face, but what about the ride through the district tournament into that sectional game and just knowing that you got that far, what does that mean to you? What's that been like?
Oh, it was very fun. Just everyone as a team, we were all bonding a lot better. And then we were all excited on the bus rides home. Everything, just we all had energy. But, I mean, even when we faced Vianney, like, that was a good matchup. And like, the competition we had, it was really cool to experience that.
All right, very well. Congratulations once again, Christian, on making Dream Team. Best of luck with the Legion team in Festus and at Mineral Area College next year.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Christian Hancock. Watch out for him at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. He'll be pitching for the Cardinals before you know it as he joins us here today on Regional Radio.